Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. The San Jose City Council voted yesterday to charge commercial developers additional fees to build affordable housing. KLW's Vivian Bosu Skinner has the story.
Under the new plan, commercial developers will have to pay fees based on the square footage of their development. Buildings over 100,000 square feet will cost an additional $12 or $15 per square foot, depending on when they pay. So, for example, the extra charge to build a new big box store could be nearly $2 million. Developers will also have the option not to pay the fee if they agree to build affordable housing. City officials in San Jose have been discussing the commercial linkage impact fee to support affordable housing for 5 years. Councilmember Sergio Jimenez said during the meeting,
"And I'm very excited about whatever money in the present or in years to come that's going to be derived from this fee. So we can make sure that everyone can continue to live in San Jose and grow in San Jose."
A study done earlier this summer recommended a fee considerably higher than the one that was passed. And in fact, the four council members who voted against the new fee argued that it should be higher. I'm Vivian Bosu Skinner, KALW News.
Despite a record budget shortfall caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, California is spending more money on solutions to the homeless crisis than last year. Yesterday, Governor Gavin Newsom gave an update on HomeKey, a $600 million plan to buy hotels, motels, and apartments around the state by the end of the year and use them to get people off the streets. Newsom says California's mayors have borne the burden of homelessness for too long without resources for meaningful change.
"From my humble perspective, what doesn't work is continuing to do what you've done. You have to do things differently. There are certainly programs that work. They deserve to be replicated. But there are programs that do not work, and we need to call them out."
$550 million of the $600 million comes from federal coronavirus relief funds, which must be spent by the end of the year. Applications from cities, housing agencies, and tribal authorities must be in by September 29th. Newsom is positioning HomeKey as a next step for RoomKey, a temporary emergency project that has taken 22,000 people off the streets since April and put them in hotel and motel rooms around the state. Lawmakers passed a bill Monday that would allow former incarcerated people to pursue firefighting careers. KLW's Ben Trefney reports.
If signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, AB 2147 will allow nonviolent offenders who've served in fire camps the chance to have their records cleared upon release. They need to successfully petition a judge and waive parole time, and then they can apply for an emergency medical technician's license. Currently, California law instructs agencies to deny EMT certification to people convicted of two or more felonies or who are on parole or probation. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.
More than 10 million California households have responded to the 2020 census, more than any other state. But as CAP Radio's Pauline Bartolini tells us, California's enumerators are making a big push this month to get more people counted.
California officials are focused on roughly 1,000 census tracts that have low response rates and where people are hard to count because of language barriers or other obstacles.
Being counted really comes down to two things. It's about power and it's about money.
Didis Katagi directs the state census initiative. She says census numbers are used to determine political representation from D.C., all the way down to the city council level, and planners use the data to determine where to put hospitals, clinics, even grocery stores.
The school districts need that data to understand how do we plan to make sure that we have enough teachers and enough classrooms.
The deadline to respond to the census is September 30th. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartolone.
New fire numbers as of this morning. The SCU fire south and east of us in Santa Clara, Alameda, Contra Costa, San Joaquin, and Stanislaus counties is now 78% contained. The LNU fire north of us in Napa, Sonoma, Lake Yolo, and Solano counties is now 81% contained. And the CZU lightning complex south of us in San Mateo and Santa Clara counties is 48% contained.